How is everyone doing? You're tuned in to a new episode of Trapped in the Bubble. I am your host, Dr. Tim Apolicky. We're getting close to the end of season 3. We only have a few more episodes, and then we're going to take a break for a few weeks, then we're going to come back, hit it hard with season 4. Today's episode is something that I learned today in my leadership class at work. And it's basically an 8-week course, but it's broken down into 4 weeks. So as the teachers are teaching, I'm learning a lot of great information, a lot of knowledge. I'm also growing. So I was like, hey, let me share it with everyone who listens to the show. So basically, this leadership class is basically tailored to groom people to move up in the company. And it's also basically life growth. And it's forcing me to look at myself a little bit more. And so I do not know what type of person I'll be at the end of this course. But it's most definitely a journey. So today's episode, Dress for Success, Attitude and Perception. Dressing for success may sound intimidating, expensive, and a bit vain. But however, keep in mind that your presentation creates credibility. I guess whoever did that quote is Michelle Moore. I'm not for sure who she is, but it's basically a great quote. Okay, so what you have to understand is dress for the position that you want, dress to impress on a budget. What is your attitude? Okay, first, positive attitude leads success and happiness. A positive attitude will help you cope more easily with the daily affairs of life. It brings optimism into your life and makes it easier to avoid worries and negative thinking. How does your positive attitude affect you or others around you? Negative attitude. What does a negative attitude look like? It would be a person or association that you come in contact with a negative attitude may do some of the following: call ideas or change stupid or dumb, minimize the success of others, refuse to participate, challenge others' ideas and opinions, shows pessimism, think the worst will happen, or say they don't care. Okay. So many of us actually know any type of people that surround you. It could be friends, or it could be family, or it could be coworkers. Okay. What is the perception? You got to say, you got to call it out. A way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something of a mental impression. Perception is reality. You create your reality. Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. That is Albert Einstein. So basically, how people perceive you as, basically, it doesn't matter if it's a man, doesn't matter if it's a woman. We're all drawn by the first thing that we see. How do we see? We see visual. We see through glasses. We see through eyes. So the first part of a person that you're going to view is going to be what you see. And you're going to make a determination, and you're also going to make some type of assessment about the person of how they're dressed and if they're keeping themselves up or not. Do they smell good? Do they have offensive odors? Okay? Change your story. Change your perception. Change your life. Okay? So, I want you to think about your life story. Your personal life story. Okay? And think about the story that you're living right now. Who wrote it? Did you consistently decide to create the reality that you're living now? Or was it merely shaped by your parents, your friends, your spouse, school, or media? If you don't like the story you're living, then change the perception. Everyone, you have to write the next chapter of your story or life. Better yet, actually sit down and write it. Focus your perception on creating a new reality. One where you are in charge of your story. Take back the job as screenwriter and director and stop being an actor. Everything begins with a decision. Decide how now to be in charge of your own perception of reality. Because if you don't, there are plenty of folks whose sole purpose in life is to craft that perception for you. Do not trust them to have your best interest in mind. Okay, so that's basically a powerful statement. And that's one that in life I have, I'll tell anyone here that listens to the show, I have failed, and I have failed miserably in that matter, mindset. But also, I'm fighting like hell to get to where I need to be. I can honestly say the person that I was this time last year, I am not the same person. First of all, things have happened to me. Things like situations, interacting with certain people that changed how I view life, how I view those experiences. Also, things have changed in my life this year. Life experiences, things that I didn't know was coming, it came. How did I deal with that? You know, some bad came my way this year. It started off bad in 19. I wasn't for sure how it was going to end up. Okay. January 2019, hell was just breaking loose from January all the way to May. And I hate May because May is kind of like my birthday. And, you know, I hate that month because I loved ones I know have passed in that month. And then, you know, also things bad just happen. I don't know what it is, but I plan on changing that reality next year in that particular season and cycle. But right now, I'm changing myself. I can't be worrying about who's around me, who's connected to me. You know, you have to make a conscious decision. If a person has positives, then most definitely have them around you, have them close to you. You have to have like-minded people around you. But if you have negative people that is like contaminating you and complaining and sowing seeds of negative, then you need to get them out of your life at all costs. Something that I learned in school today was sometimes when you're cutting people out of life, sometimes just go ahead and take that hit. Go ahead and say, hey, I really like to talk to you. Let's go out to eat. Don't worry, I'm paying for it. And to say, hey, you know what? This is where I'm at in life, but I'm sorry at this time, you know, our friendship or our relationship or whatever destination it might be at this time, I'm sorry, but I can't do it anymore. It's over. I have to go my way. You have to go your way. So, and then also with that, know your audience. In any type of confrontation when it comes to when you're ending a friendship or a relationship or marriage, it doesn't matter. It's going to be some type of confrontation. It's going to be some kind of, you know, anger type things. But my thing is this, you have to do what's best for you. That's one thing that I'm going to be striking hard with in this next season, season 4, where you have to take care of yourself first. It's just like you hop on a plane. When I was younger, they used to give you the pre-flight instructions. They used to say, and they still do say, but as I was a kid, it says, any event that you lose cabin pressure, put your mask on first. Then the person beside you, put that mask on the person beside you. Now, when I was younger, I thought that was kind of heartless. But then as I got older, things changed. And then I fly on the plane as an adult now, 30 years later. And so I hear the same pre-flight instructions. It says, any event that you lose cabin pressure, put your mask on first. And the person beside you, put their mask on. I understand what they were trying to say. I didn't understand it 30 years ago, but I understand it now. Basically, what they're trying to say is, and basically what I take from that, and what I'm saying to everyone who listens is on tonight or in the morning or a few days from now is this. You got to take care of yourself first. If you don't take care of yourself first, then anyone that's connected to you is not going to be okay. They're not going to be able to survive. You know what I mean? And anybody can say, well, hey, they love you. They out for your best interest. But let's just be real. At the end of the day, no one's going to love you like you love yourself. No one's not going to take care of you like you take care of yourself. It doesn't matter if it's a boyfriend. It doesn't matter if it's a girlfriend. It doesn't matter if it's a baby mama. It doesn't matter if it's a baby father. It doesn't matter if it's a husband. It doesn't matter if it's a wife. It doesn't matter if it's a cousin. It doesn't matter if it's an uncle, aunt. It doesn't matter if it's a niece. It doesn't matter if it's a nephew. It doesn't matter if it's first, second, third, fourth cousins. At the end of the day, you gotta take care of yourself first. I understand that for some of you that's listening to this, you know it's hard for you to do. I was one of those type of people to, hey, I took care of people, and then if it was time enough, I took care of myself. But as I get older now, I'm realizing self-preservation. You have to take care of yourself first. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm taking care of myself first. Now, what's gonna happen is for a little while, you're going to feel uneasy. You're going to feel uncomfortable because you're like, how dare you feel like you're being selfish? No, sometimes you got to be selfish to yourself. Sometimes in life, and people who know me, I'm probably saying something that's kind of contradictory right now, but I'm growing. Is sometimes while you're taking the bill money, you're constantly paying bill money, hold that money back. You know, put some money up for a rainy day. You know what? Buy you something nice. Buy you an outfit. You know, buy you some shoes. I don't know. Take yourself on a trip. Get you a car. Get you that game system. You know, buy you something nice that you want to get, because you don't want to get in the mindset that where you're just working for bills. Because when you're just working for meals, you're like, hey, you're working to pay someone else either every week or bi-weekly or the 1st and the 15th, and that's not cool. Because at the end of the day, if you get to a place where you cannot work, guess what? They're going to replace you. At the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself. Love you guys that listen. And if you like what you're hearing, most definitely share it to your family, share it to your friends. And this is just another episode of Trapped in a Bubble. Remember, dress for your success, attitude, and perception. So my thing is, if you're not going to present yourself in a good regard, then no one else will. If you don't command respect, then you're not gonna give it. So, positive circle, that's what we're gonna be speaking on. As 19 ends, we're speaking it now. And the 20, it's time to go after it. It's time to go to the next level. Get with like-minded people. Get with people one thing that I love about people is this. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, whoever. When people see that you're trying in life and you're really trying to better your life, people will help you. But the problem is when you murmur, you complain about your situation and you don't care enough about yourself to fight yourself out of that situation, people do not care. So remember, it's about you right now in this time, in this season. And I talk to you soon. Love you guys. Love you guys. And I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.